Welcome to Women Waken, a podcast that helps you heal spiritually from trauma in relationships, childhood, and early life conditioning to shift from a place of codependency into a divine feminine state of love, harmony, abundance, and joy. On Women Waken, we begin the journey to waken from the illusion of needing to prove our worth into the divine experience of knowing our worth. I'm your host, Whitney Walker. I'm a licensed mental health therapist, and I specialize in substance abuse, addiction, eating disorders, trauma, and spirituality. I'm also a fellow human being who has experienced most of the issues that I explore on this show. On today's Divine Feminine solo episode, I'm focusing on Earth Day. Happy Earth Day, everybody. We find ourselves on Monday, April 22nd. It's Earth Day, y'all. So I wanted to do a little episode to get you all excited about being able to get out of those watery emotions for a while. A lot of my episodes recently have been about moving through some of the stuck feelings, emotions, wounds that have come up through the eclipse season, through Mercury retrograde, through the Saturn conjunction that just occurred. We got a lot going on. So let's drop it all for a minute and go outside and party in nature, which is what I want to focus on for this episode. I also just got back from a mind, body, soul expo in beautiful Saratoga Springs. And guess what? I got a new tarot deck. It's called Tarot Landscapes. And my goodness, is it gorgeous. Beautiful deck. So I'm going to be pulling a card from that deck in honor of nature and Earth Day. So I will offer some tips on how to get into nature, connect with nature. You already know how, but we're just going to embrace it and get into it. So take a listen and enjoy. Hello, everybody. This is Whitney here with a Divine Feminine solo episode. And today we are celebrating Earth Day. So I'm going to use this episode to just focus on helping us take a deep breath, breathe it out, and ground ourselves a little bit. Let's get out of our emotions a little. Let's get out of our emotional body that we've really been deep within, that we've really had drudged up and really stirred up in the past few weeks with the eclipse portal and the post-eclipse portal and everything else wild that's happening in April. It's a powerful month, a very powerful month. So let's take a break from it. We've been doing so much work. You've been doing so beautifully navigating these challenges and these opportunities to see what needs to be addressed, where we can learn from challenges, from heartbreak, from loss, from disruptions, shocking changes. Let's just get the F out of that for a second and go out in the woods. Let's get into nature. Earth Day. Every day is Earth Day. Come on now. We know that. Like, we are here on Earth. We're a part of Earth. Mother Earth is our beloved mother. We are all interconnected. We're learning to remember that, to treat the earth with respect. So what can we do on Earth Day? Not only to ground ourselves, which helps us get out of our emotional body, let's get back into our physical body a little. I had a card pull this morning from that same deck I've spoken of, my oracle, my starseed oracle. And it basically said, the card said, oh, it was so sweet. Actually, it was a certain word. I forget what it was, but it was in Swedish, it was the word for homesickness. Oh, I found the picture I took. Hirath? H-I-R. It sounds like a spelling bee. H-I-R-A-E-T-H. Hirath is a word for homesickness and a longing for a place. And the card basically said, maybe don't spend your life here on Earth longing to be somewhere else. Even if you are a cosmic being, even if you are a starseed, and yes, those of us who are will feel sad, we'll feel that we don't fit in here, we feel like we're not from here, we don't belong here, and we can have that sense of a deep yearning to go home, to be somewhere that feels more familiar, that feels more comfortable, that's where we know deep down we're from. Yet the card reminds us, your soul chose to be here. You're here for a reason. So be here, fully embody in your earth experience to have the experience you chose to have. to enjoy it. And it's not that different than when we feel homesick in our daily lives, right? I remember I was a camp counselor at a camp, and I would work with the kids. It was when I was training to be a therapist. I was in school, and so I was the assistant director, and I also did some counseling for the campers. And if they were homesick, we would talk about the things they missed about home, yet explore how they could embrace the camp life, the camp experience. If you're here, why not be here? Why not enjoy it? See if you can let go of the attachment to home. Even though you miss them, you know they're right there. You know you're going to go back soon. See if you can be here now. That's what we would encourage the campers. Be here now. Enjoy the camp experience. It's exactly what we're doing here on Earth. Yes, it can feel very lonely and challenging. This is not an easy place to incarnate. It is one of the most challenging. It's like the boot camp. It's like the depths of the soul journey to come to Earth. We're brave, brave beings, y'all. But can we embrace it and fully embody so we can really do something powerful here to help the Earth, both Earthlings and Mother Earth? So today, on the day of days of the Earth, but again, P.S., every day is Earth Day. Come on now. Let's always acknowledge the nature around us, do something kind for the planet, be connected with the planet in some way every day. But it's today, so I'm taking the opportunity to focus on this. We're here on Earth. We get to embrace this journey. How can we learn to ground ourselves and to be fully present on this planet? So I'm going to offer a few little things that I like to do. I've done episodes on this in the past, but it bears repeating, right? You can never hear too many times good practices for communing with nature, connecting with nature, connecting with Earth. So let's start from the moment you wake up. You've probably already woken up. Actually, obviously, you've woken up if you're listening to this, unless you listen to this while you're sleeping, which it can be cool to listen to recordings while you sleep because then it infiltrates your subconscious. Anyways, so you get up, take off your shoes, and go walk on the ground, on the earth. I don't care what it is. Even if you're like, Whitney, I just have like a concrete path in front of my house. Cool, go walk on the concrete. Even if you're like, Whitney, it's raining. I don't care. Go for a walk. Get your feet on the earth, because guess what? The cement is still stone, ground into cement. It's still earth. Still comes from the elements. If you can, go walk on some grass. Go walk on the forest floor if you got some woods around you. Let yourself connect with the earth. That's a great way to start. Even if you just go stand outside for a second and just let your feet, your bare feet, touch the ground. It's a powerful way to start the day. Added bonus, if you let the sun shine on you, if you happen to catch sunrise or sunset, maybe do a little sun gazing. Not for everybody. If it scares you a bit, you don't have to do it. But the hour following sunrise and the hour before sunset is considered a safe time to look at the sun. But only if it feels comfortable to you. Then maybe some forest bathing. If you have time today, if you have a chance, get out into nature, into a forest, into a garden. Nature bathing is described as prolonged periods of immersing yourself in the forest, in the woods, intentionally, right? Not just like a hike. I mean, a hike is still awesome. Go for a hike today, for sure. But forest bathing is when you're really like consciously just like slowly moving through the trees, the bushes around you, the plants, just taking in the sound, not wearing headphones, maybe a quieter spot that's not as populated, just noticing the sounds of the forest, the scents of the forest, the feel of it, even sitting down. I like to sit up against a tree sometimes and trees will hug you. It's not just tree huggers, trees will also hug you. I'm telling you, go sit up against a tree, you'll feel it. It's giving you a hug because it loves you. Nature loves you. Mother Earth loves you. I promise it does. I speak about that often, but that's what I love about going out in nature is you remember that there's so much love, that everything is exchanging love all the time, because that's all there is love. But when we're in the life of humans and we're in the human world, go walk around on a busy day running errands and you'll be like, there's no fucking love here. Like, all there is tension and frustrations and rude assholes that make me mad. Sorry, that was a little much, but you know what I'm talking about. We've all had those days. So when we go in nature, we remember, we can feel it, we can tune in. So that's how forest bathing can be beneficial. Just immersing, bathing ourselves in that expression of love, in that essence of love that is shared so freely through nature. Also on Earth Day, we want to take time to step back a little bit and look at our daily lives and actions and how it contributes to the planet, how it's contributing to what we wish for the planet in the coming years. We all know we're at a detrimental time. We all know that as humans, we've created a system that is not conducive to maintaining or preserving the planet in so many ways. Yet, I don't want to get too much into that because this episode is not meant to stress anyone out. It's not meant to cause senses of grief or guilt. That is not helpful. That's one thing to keep in mind. I think a challenge we face is there's so much guilt put on people for the conditions of our world, of our society, of humanity. And guilt is not a helpful emotion. It's never going to reduce it. I just read this morning in my Seth books. I talk often about the Seth material. And it said, hatred for evil will never remove evil. It will only give more energy to it. The only thing you can do is bring forward the energy of love and focus on enhancing the energy of love. The same goes for when we look around our world. I want you to take a very brief moment. I'm not telling you to sit down and think of all the things you're doing that might be not helpful for the earth. We can only do so much. We don't need to feel guilt-ridden. Just think of one little thing that you might want to try. For example, there's things to look into in terms of like your laundry detergent. They have little sheets now that you can throw in, and I use those, and I got those little tablets that you can get for toothpaste rather than using just little things. Just think of like one little thing, like, okay, starting now, I'm going to switch the brand I use for this. I'm going to do less of this, more of this, and then be done with it, and then let it go, and then just put your love out. Just put your loving intention towards being a loving presence for the earth. And it's impossible, essentially, for humans to move through our lives the way we've created it without harming the planet. It's where we are. But shifting that trajectory, shifting that course, takes time. It takes time, but it can happen. It happens little by little. Course corrections over time. We do our best. We can't do it all at once. So just think of one thing. Very gently, very lovingly, not in an energy of guilt or regret or fear or judgment. Just think of one thing. It could even be like, I'm going to plant some seeds. We need more plants. We need more flowers. That always helps. I'm going to plant some seeds because spring is here in some places, not in upstate New York, but in other places it's spring and you can plant some flowers. I think in most regions, because they even say like to wait until there won't be any like last minute freezes, plant your seeds and they can grow. Or you might be in the southern hemisphere, in which case I don't even know where you are. You're moving into fall. You're in fall. But whatever, just plant something, okay? Whatever, maybe, or go get a plant. I just got a plant the other day. I got a nice little pink plant, a pink flowering budding thing, these little flowers. I always like little mini buds. Anyways, enough of that. Oh, but here is the thing. I will say this. When you have a plant, it's a beautiful way to commune with nature every day. You're taking care of something. You're keeping something alive that's of the earth, that's of nature. And it's a great way to keep you connected and get you away from technology and our devices. And if you have a garden, woo-wee, that's some next level stuff. Maybe you're lucky enough to be able to go on an adventure today. I'm planning to go on some kind of adventure. I don't know where I'm going to go. I'll see where the day takes me. Maybe get to some water. It's always nice to connect with water, especially if you don't necessarily live right by it. Connect with water out in nature. Put your feet in it. Connect with the different elements on Earth Day. Earth, air, water, fire. Be careful with the fire. Maybe light a candle. Maybe light some sage. Maybe have a fire pit. Do a campfire if you can. Just be careful with it, depending on where you live or in general. Connect with the elements on Earth Day. It's easy to forget in our day-to-day life of the magnificence of planet Earth. So if you can today, seek out all four elements. Some time with the Earth, some time in air, and that can just be going on your walk or doing your forest bathing and noticing the scents that come to you, the breeze that's coming through the trees, however you want to experience air, experiencing it that way. Just noticing it. It's all around us. It's what we breathe. It's fantastic being mindful of that. Do some breathing exercises today. That's a great way to connect with the air element. And if you can, do it in nature where it's crisp, clean air. Do it near the water. Do it somewhere cold where you just really feel into it. So you connect with the elements. You get your hands into it. You breathe into it. You feel into it. Admire the remarkableness of fire. Maybe you're a pyro and have always been fascinated with fire. I think most of us are. It's a remarkable thing. And that's a great way to bring yourself back on Earth Day, to bring yourself out. Here's another challenge. If you can, designate some time completely free from electronics. Get out of your house for a significant number of hours. Again, no pressure. Like, I don't particularly recommend scheduled stuff. We don't want to feel forced, right? Just do what you feel called to. Whatever feels like it's drawing you in, whatever's calling to you to do. Maybe you're like, I want to go to that one spot that I love. That little walk, it's not very long, but it takes me right down this little creek and it always makes me happy and I love the sounds. Go there. Or maybe it's just sitting in your backyard. Whatever it might be, just finding a space where you're reminded that you are a part of the earth. You are. You're here. You are here. As I started the episode talking about, use this Earth Day to also consider your soul chose to incarnate here for a reason. Are you embodied here? Are you fully surrendering and committing yourself to this Earth experience? And what better day than Earth Day to consider that and think about it? Because again, it's like the kid who goes to camp and spends the whole time crying and upset and scared to be there. And then the last day camp, he goes home and he's crying because he doesn't want to go home. I'm telling you, it happens all the time. Maybe that was you when you were a kid. And I don't think you're going to cry and stomp your feet when you leave Earth. Maybe. I mean, when we think about it, we give it a pretty bad rap, but it's also amazing here. So there's another assignment for today. Sorry, I don't like assignments. Here's another suggestion for today. Do something that you love about being on Earth. Maybe it's going and having a fantastic meal. And maybe you make it like a little bit plant-based because it's Earth Day or whatever. Whatever tickles your fancy. I'm just saying. Or it's like going for a run where you feel all the elements all at once. Or maybe it's going out to watch the sunset and then go for a night walk because it reminds you of how badass and awesome it is to like walk underneath the stars. And tomorrow, the day after Earth Day, is a full moon. So guess what? The moon is basically full on Earth Day. So get the fuck out there and moonbathe. You can also moonbathe on Earth Day this year because it's basically a full moon. How fantastic is this? So many great things. So do things that make you happy about being here. Maybe it's going and listening to some music. How badass is music? How cool is it that we get to experience music here? Good food, good music, good excursions out into nature. And I'll even say it, if you're partnered, go have some amazing sex. Like, get into your body on Earth Day. Think of the things that are fantastic about being about on Earth. And sex is absolutely one of them. I know I've spoken of this on this show, but if you listen to various channelers who channel entities from other galaxies, other planets, not all species are having sex, all right? Not the way we do it, that's for sure. Some more pleasurably, because they have probably like month-long sex. But some not. Some don't even have to. They just look at each other and then they're pregnant. It's basically what I've heard. Telepathic energetic exchange that can impregnate another being, which like boring. That doesn't sound so interesting to me. But the idea is that like if you evolve so much in your evolution and your consciousness, you don't think the way that we do as humans, which is like more, 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 feed me, give me my basic human needs. But with that said, have some good sex if you can. Have some good food. Go out in nature. Plant something. Go into your garden. Connect with water, earth, air, and fire. Go out in the moon, moonbathe. Have some time in the sun. go on a little adventure to the earth, to the sea, go for a drive, whatever you feel called towards, and find some appreciation for our gorgeous earth and ask yourself if you feel like you're resisting being here, and if so, why? If we know that we pass on and that the end of our experience here on earth is inevitable, it shall come, can't we find a way to embrace it? Can't we just let our soul have the experience it was meant to have? Can we move further into that? Can we explore that more rather than resisting it? Surrender to it a bit today. Make a list of the things that you love about planet Earth and being here. What do you love experiencing in this Earth experience? Is this experience as a human? Just take some time. Think about it. There's no right answer. And if you don't want to do it, don't do it. Maybe you just want to step outside for 5 seconds and say, oh, great, it's Earth Day. I'm not here to tell you what to do. Just some thoughts, just some recommendations, some things I will be doing. Well, not all the things I mentioned, but maybe. So I hope you all have a fabulous Earth Day, however you spend it. I hope it's sunny and joyous, or I hope it's rainy and glorious. That's kind of fun to have rain on Earth Day. Go out and run around in the rain. I did that the other day. It was raining and it wasn't a shower day, so I hadn't showered that day anyway. So I was like, whatever. You just let yourself get drenched and it can feel so good. Get muddy, get dirty, get into it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I like to just go out and walk barefoot, like through the whole forest, and just like get my feet all dirty. Get in there. So live it up, eat some good food, indulge, embrace the things you enjoy. Think about your impact on the earth, how you'd like to maybe shift a thing or two. Let go of any guilt or judgment. That's not what it's about. It's about moving further every day in little ways towards what you'd like to contribute and see change on this planet. Because you are a beautiful addition to it. You are meant to be here. And the earth is going to flourish. Which brings me to, I want to read, I'm going to pull a card, as I mentioned in the intro, from this amazing new tarot deck I got called the Tarot Landscapes. And the little booklet that comes with this deck has this beautiful introduction that talks, ironically, about the appreciation of the earth around us, which inspired the creator of this deck to create this deck because she feels so moved and appreciative of the glorious earth of ours. I got this deck at the Mind, Body, and Soul Expo that happened today in Saratoga Springs. It was so fun. There was music. There were gem circles. There was greatness everywhere. There was also bunk cakes from that shop. What's it called? Everything Bunt Cakes. Get it? You guys have seen it. It's a pretty big chain. Oh my gosh, it was so good. I got a confetti one. I love confetti everything. Confetti flavored things are my favorite, which really just means it has sprinkles in it. But whatever. I love it. Okay, so I'm going to read the description for this fabulous deck, and then I'm going to pull a card for all of you, my glorious listeners, whatever wants to come through for the collective. So now I'm reading the description for this card, which I feel is attuned to the message for Earth Day. Entering the landscape. We are living in an age of crisis and wonder. Many of us only get to know the world when faced with the real possibility of losing it, or of losing our place within it, as the world will always find a path to rebirth. Nature regenerates and takes nourishment from death. Species go extinct to be succeeded by others, although through drastic transformations. It is not just about survival as human beings. It is a complex system of relations in which we are merely one of many players, and in which plants, other animals, mountains, and waters have a profound say, even more than we do. Naturally, there are peoples who have been aware of this for a long time and have considered themselves at the summit of the planet. Just think of the traditional wisdom of Aboriginal and Indigenous cultures, the same ones that for centuries were repressed and reduced to folkloric figurines, and which now, from Amazonia to the Arctic to Oceania, are demonstrating a path to salvation in their relationship with reality. This path follows the line of the landscape, A vital living space full of presences, both visible and invisible, where we are welcomed, understood, and put in difficulty. Each landscape is a physical land, but also a spirit that accompanies us and survives us. It gives shape to our memories, to past ages, and those yet to come, to unknown universes. Each landscape is a spirit that protects us, chastises us, and asks us to be heirs, witnesses, and mild travelers among the other creatures. The landscape is not merely a spendable resource. Its geography touches that of our own bodies. It tells us how to be thoughtful and poetic beings who can still feel the rest of the world on their skin and through their eyes. We are imagined by the landscape, by its multitude of senses that caress us. You will feel it too, I believe, that nostalgia of a place as if it were a person, of turning to a place as if you were searching for someone you have lost or loved, depending on your experience. It may seem ridiculous and embarrassing for a mechanical culture, one imprinted for the use and consumption of the matter around us and unable to recognize other languages unless they are articulated like our human one. Be they the tweeting of and singing of birds, the sounds of the waves, or the apparent silence of the rocks. And yet, there is nothing ridiculous about treating the landscape like an old friend. The very concept of a person depends on our relationships. A person is any creature with whom we are able to establish a contact, to whom we speak. Embracing a tree, fearing a certain path, shivering with wonder at the immensity of the ocean, welling up when returning home and seeing the brown mountain of our childhood, these are all as much a part of us as meeting a friend, falling in love, avoiding difficult situations, and abandoning ourselves to the pain of loss. We look at the landscape with surprise. Whatever scene and event it may reserve for us, it is in the landscape that we write our story. My goodness, how beautiful is that? Gorgeous little intro to this deck. Wow, very moving and very pertinent, right? So appropriate, so beautiful, so perfect for Earth Day. To remember that the nature around us, the landscape, is an old friend to us because we are a part of it. We've known it longer than we realize. We've known it forever, really. So that's another part of going out into nature and embracing Earth Day and every day in nature. Is that it is an old friend and there is love there being expressed for you and you for it. Don't forget that you're a loving being. You know the episode I just did. You are heaven. You're heaven expressed. You're a heavenly being. Go be that presence to others and also to nature itself and the landscape. All right. So now before closing, I'm going to pull one of these cards from the deck. It is a tarot deck, so this will be a standard tarot card. It will just have a beautiful image that I will be posting these on Instagram. So if you check out Instagram on Earth Day, I'm going to be pulling cards. Actually, if you go on Instagram, I'm going to post my story in the morning and offer whoever messages me. I'm going to pull cards for people. If enough people message me, it might slow me down, but not many people do. But if you want to and you're hearing this early on Earth Day, then jump on. Okay, everybody, I'm going to pull a card now. Let's see what card wants to come through for the collective on this Earth Day. And something jumped out right away. Aw, beautiful. And it's the Nine of Cups. How lovely. Of course, the Nine of Cups often represents a dream come true, a wish fulfillment, something that makes you feel full and joyous, really just embracing and bathing in these overflowing cups that make you say, oh my goodness, I'm just so happy. I'm so happy in this moment. The Ten of Cups is considered your cups overflow. Everything is in place, happily ever after. The Nine of Cups is just a sweet little moment where you got something you've been desiring for a long time, or you finally feel the fulfillment of the things you've always had. And it's that beautiful, blissful state where you just say, wow, what a life, what a planet, what a place, what an experience to be having on this earth. So let me read the description that's included in the little booklet for the Nine of Cups. And the image for this card, interestingly, is, oh, well, okay, it makes sense. It's a desert. It's a desert, and there's an oasis. There's an oasis with water, and there's a camel going to drink up. There's beautiful trees. There's palm trees. The water's blue. So it truly is. That camel came across this oasis and was like, hot damn. My wish came true. I found it. And I'm going to drink this water like no water has ever been drunken because it's going to taste so good because he's been out wandering the desert for a long time. Okay, so here's the description for the Nine of Cups. In the desert is a small oasis where you can refresh and energize yourself. A camel is drinking from the pool in the dunes. Within the landscape of the Nine of Cups, wishes come true. Just as water quenches fierce thirst after a long journey in an impervious place, like the animal, you can find hospitality and compassion for a dream or a feeling cultivated through the seasons. It is not a mirage, but the result of an intense trust, accompanied by a sincere attitude. More challenges will come later. For now, drink and enjoy reality. Oh my gosh, that's kind of crazy. That's basically what I told you guys to do today. It's like, go enjoy the realities created on Earth, like the unique realities of Earth, which is like you can eat, you can drink, you can have sex, you can dance, listen to music, all the fun things. Go out in nature, roll around in the grass, get your feet dirty. Go have fun with it, with the elements. Who knows if they have all this stuff on other planets? They don't. Spoiler alert. It's all different everywhere. So enjoy your experience on Earth while we're here. Go get it. Enjoy reality, the reality of Earth. And the positive messages for this card, fulfill desires and satisfaction. Got some satisfaction going. Enjoy it. I hope you all have a beautiful Earth Day and really celebrate it however you feel called. And guess what? Just keep it going because every day is Earth Day. Any way to connect with the Earth and the planet and the beautiful reality of being a human embodied on Earth every day is a fabulous way to live. I wish you all a beautiful day, a beautiful week, a beautiful life. Much love. I hope this was helpful. Take care. That wraps up our episode for today. Thank you so much for listening to Women Waken. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others and come back for more. If you'd like to connect with the Women Waken community, you can find us on Instagram at Women Waken. And if you follow Women Waken, you can get a free tarot card reading if you just send a DM. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and don't forget to let your unique light shine into this world.